who will exactly be paying for those weapons. Two women were killed on Sunday at a church in Lexington, Kentucky, both shot to death by a suspect who was later shot and killed himself by police. Preliminary information indicates he may have had some connection to the two women who were shot, but they are still sorting out the details. This is ABC News. A preliminary report on the Air India flight last month that crashed, killing more than 200 people, shows fuel control switches for the engines were moved to the cutoff position in the cockpit shortly after takeoff. ABC's Claire McMichael, however, says that assessment raises even more questions about the crash.
These are military-grade switches. They have to be lifted up and moved to the next position. It's not something where you just bump your elbow into it and it can shift one way or another. Experts I've spoken with say it's impossible that these switches would have been moved accidentally. Now, 10 seconds after the switches were turned off, one of the switches was turned back on, the other switch shortly thereafter, but there just wasn't enough time for the engines to recover, and that's what led to the plane crash.
The Washington Nationals selecting Oklahoma high school shortstop Eli Willits as the number one pick in Major League Baseball's amateur draft. The 17-year-old, the youngest player taken number one since Ken Griffey Jr. to Seattle in 1987. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, July 14th, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed. This is so culvert replacement can be done while the crew is working. It is anticipated that the road will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists must obey all road closed signage and barricades. They exist for your safety and that of the crew working to keep the highway safe for all motorists. Please do not attempt to go around barricades and/or equipment and workers. Once again, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please plan your route accordingly. Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come and learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop on by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Senator Tammy Baldwin encourages people to continue to push back against Medicaid cuts. Lisa Hale has the story.
The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take, and we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bell & Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using emergency rooms as primary care providers.
Even without health insurance, people will still need care. When they cannot afford it, those costs get shifted to everyone else, driving up the total cost of care. It is a lose-lose for our patients and communities.
Baldwin says about 270,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated as a result of the budget bill, costing Wisconsin hospitals $264 million a year. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
At this time of the year, we talk a lot about auctions. On farm auctions, auctions at the county fair, But beginning today, a unique auction giving you an opportunity. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's because today, through the 21st, the Bureau of Land Management within the U.S. Department of the Interior hosting their online corral auction, giving you a chance to adopt and buy wild horses and donkeys. Jason Luderman from the National Wild Horse and Burro Program says it's your chance to give these animals not only a good home, but potentially find yourself a good work partner. He says donkeys, for example, can do many different things.
So a lot of people use them as guard animals. Burros make great guard animals. They'll run off coyotes or other predators that might threaten your herd. A lot of people just keep them as pets. I mean, you take one look at one of those burros and you'll see why. They're very cute animals, and a lot of people have them around as pets or livestock guardians. Some people take them on the trails as well. They can be used as pack animals. Basically anything you want a donkey to do, that's what this burro is for.
Jason Luderman with the National Wild Horse and Burro Program. He says they do this auction about every 4 to 5 years to make sure that the animal numbers in rangeland in the West aren't becoming overcrowded and that the animals stay healthy. If you're interested in getting involved, again, the online sale from now through the 21st, and the pre-application process takes less than a business day to complete. We've got a link up on our website now, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
There's a quick update for you on food and farming news for a Monday. Remember, our talk text line is open to you anytime. Communicate directly with us by calling or texting 877-301-FARM. I'm PM Yonke.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddie Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break, just a game behind the first-place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? Or my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know, it's going to be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62. 98 Q Country.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it like, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Town ain't got no nightclub, we don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window, I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. Little trip through the countryside. These 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. Only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Riding roads. Where the moon hits the water, out there where your lips in mine. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever, but you there out a shotgun. All our friends are probably making plans, baby. Yeah, but we already got one. sunshine across the line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling till the sun rise, rise, rise. Riding roads, you don't know how to go down. A little trip through the countryside. These 38's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
No money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby, and it's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel flying away. And the sun is shining, and the distant road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one I love beside me, my troubles behind me. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me? Six string, it's across her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me. The sweetest song. The sun is shining, and as the road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee.
Your bags backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off. And you're hearing all the talk about, maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, 'cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the close-minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change you. You were born to be. I'm getting back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
Twist on 98Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself,
let Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time.
Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
Mark Chestnut at 98Q Country. Hello, hello, hello. Joel here. We made it. You made it. I'm here, so I guess we got to do this again another week here, this 14th day of July. And I hope your weekend was good. Maybe you're hodagging it a little bit. If you are, well, I'll speak quietly. All right. Hope it was a, whatever you had going on, I hope it was a good weekend. 84 is what we're looking at for a high temp today. Oh, a lot of sunshine and a beautiful day. Winds will be west at 5 to 10. It'll be plenty warm for you. Winds will be light and variable. Should be another good one tomorrow. Maybe a little bit of rain shower activity scattered tomorrow and Wednesday. The air quality thing is going to expire at noon today. There was a noticeable haze of Canadian wildfire smoke lingering over the weekend. Especially on, well, both days, really. I really noticed it on Saturday. That's scheduled to expire at noon today. So I hope your weekend was good. 64 is our wake-up temp, by the way. We'll quickly turn this thing up to about 80 by lunchtime. No Brewers for a few days. We're going to take a few days off here with the All-Star break. Brewers have a couple of reps at the All-Star game. The Miz will be there. Unprecedented. 5 games is all he played in the big leagues. And he got named as a substitute for an injured All-Star player. Caused a little bit of controversy. It did. It did. I was chatting a little bit with Mike Clemens about it in our Civic Media chat over the weekend. And there was one team, I think it was it the Phillies? One team came out and basically said it's not right. 11, the previous one was 11 games that someone had played in the bigs, a pitcher, and got the All-Star game. But Major League Baseball's like, he's going to be pretty good. Everybody's talking about him, so they put him in after only 5 starts. All-Star. We'll take it. We'll take it. Brewers will play the All-Star games tomorrow. Home run hitting derby is tonight, unless you got a guy, you know, one of your team players in the home run derby. Usually you're like, See, Byron Buxton from the Twins is in there, so I'll probably be watching a little bit. I'm still not a huge home run guy, but I'll have it on. I'll be lingering a little bit to see how that goes. What else we got? We have a busy week, actually. We're going to be out and about later in the week at Wheelway. We're going to give some Brewer tickets away tomorrow. We're at D&D Tire and Auto Center, and their Customer Appreciation Day will be there on Friday. Big G will be there broadcasting live. And we have some exciting stuff going on with our Civic Media station. Our talk network side of Civic Media is going to be broadcasting from Butternut on Thursday. They're celebrating Small Town America. And they're going to be at Fanatical Fish doing their show there. And we're going to tell you more about that. We're going to be out there. We're going to have the prize wheel out there on Thursday afternoon. So we'll have more details on that from the powers that be here this week. So folks in Butternut on Thursday, plan on swinging on by and seeing how the whole shtick works, how the whole live broadcast from our statewide Civic Media Talk site is all put together. We have twice an hour news and sports here on the morning show at 6:30. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures are pointing lower this morning following another tariff threat. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio with more on which countries are affected by this one.
Mexico and the European Union are joining a growing list of countries whose imports will face tariffs beginning August 1st. In a letter to the EU and Mexico posted on social media, we know that President Trump announced that all imports will be subject to a 30% tariff. Both criticized the move, but said they wanted to keep negotiating with the U.S.
Following a pause in shipments 2 weeks ago, the president says the U.S. will now be sending weapons to Ukraine once again. The president today meeting with a NATO secretary general to explore who will exactly be paying for those weapons. Two women were killed on Sunday at a church in Lexington, Kentucky, both shot to death by a suspect who was later shot and killed himself by police. Preliminary information indicates he may have had some connection to the two women who were shot, but they are still sorting out the details. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins Animal Rescue, right here in Park Falls, has some answers on how to go about surrendering a pet, reporting found strays, reclaiming a found pet, reporting neglect, and other issues in that same vein. Such as, I found a stray cat or a dog, or have a stray hanging around my place and I'm within Price County. Now what do I do? Just remember, all Price County strays should be referred to the Price County Humane Officer or Price County Sheriff's Office before contacting Catkins. You can do so by calling 715-339-3011 and reporting where you found the animal and where the animal can be picked up by a deputy, officer, or the humane officer. Please note, if you find a stray outside of Price County, you will need to contact the law enforcement of the county the animal is located at. Another question is, what if a found stray is my pet? How do I reclaim it? You can call or text Catkins at 715-762-0122 or message them through their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue, to make an appointment to reclaim your pet. Appointments must be made during available hours, and they are unable to meet you after hours to reclaim your pet. They will ask for proof of ownership, and this can be vet records, photos, etc., as well as a photo ID of the owner. They also require proof of rabies vaccination for all pets. These two questions are only one of a few that are part of a full FAQ Catkins has posted on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Please be sure to hop online and check it out to get all the answers you might need. Once again, this FAQ can be found on Facebook under Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30, it's History Walk with Blaze over in Mercer. You're invited to join Library Assistant Blaze as he takes you through where things used to be. Walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and once again, this is taking place Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30 over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. It'll begin in the fall. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break just a game behind the first-place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? Or my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's going to be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
98 Q Country.
It was Friday in the p.m. and just like every weekend, I was ready to throw down. Yeah, get a little tore up, so I called my bros up to meet me out on the town. Well, Wild Man Willie said I'd like to really, but Idol was on TV. And Ray had a date with his wife and Nate quit drinking, but he didn't tell me. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will be, y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Well, I was flying solo down at Silverado's, the joint looking like a morgue, when this country cutie with a rock and roll booty came strutting in through the door. Yelled, who wants to dance, and fired up the band with a Franklin and a shot of Patron. She looked right at me, said, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna let me party alone? Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Come on. Yeah, am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Yeah, come on, come on, get your good time on, let's have a little fun tonight. Let's have a little. Let's have a little fun tonight.
Come on, come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
Don't tell me I'm the only one.
Come on, come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
Let's have a little fun tonight.
Come on.
98 Q Country.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "It's Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Carolina.
for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, cause she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over,
Cole Swindell, 98Q Country. Hope your weekend was good. Maybe you went out to that pool party a little bit on Saturday. It was a little bit wet for that in the early part of Saturday, but turned out to be pretty nice. Maybe you went out to the Santa's Elves thing. Again, that happened, although it was a little bit wet start to the day. After the rain showers early Saturday, the rest of the weekend was fabulous. It was fabulous. Things popping out there. Things popping in the... I noticed yesterday that I hate to be the one to tell you this, but the squirrels are packing away nuts for the winter already. I was on a walk yesterday afternoon. Probably shouldn't have, because I think that Canadian wildfire smoke might have been... I feel like I was smoking over the weekend is what it feels like. But I noticed that the squirrels... We're walking along, and I looked at my wife. I said, "What's all this stuff on the ground?" I knew what it was, but I just didn't want to hear it. And she said, "Well, those are the squirrels and the acorns." It's like, well, it's like July 9th. What's going on here? But they're packing it away already. It's mid-July. We got a long way to go here in summertime, and we're not going to start preparing for winter yet, right? Right? Unless you don't. If you don't have a snowblower. Like your morning guy, snowblower bit the dust, you know, then you got to start thinking ahead. What do I have for winter? You don't have to start making plans or canceling any summer plans, but you got to think to yourself, you know, that shovel that broke last year, do I got a shovel? If that first snowstorm comes along, you know, the hardware store is not going to be open at 6:30 in the morning to shovel you out. So you got just a little bit. Just a little bit anyway. We have a lot to talk about in the sports world. The Brewers have more wins at the All-Star break than they have at any point in their team history. Now we're 90-plus games. I'm not sure as far as how many games in the past were played before the All-Star break, but the All-Star break was usually right around 4th of July, but 90-plus is quite a few. But still, the Brewers are at, what, 56 wins, I believe, sitting just out of first place outside of the Chicago Cubs. Brewers will have off until Friday. Most teams are off until Friday. Might be a couple slipping in a game on Thursday. But the Brewers are going to go out to the left coast. Going to take out the Dodgers Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. And they're going to head over to Seattle for three before they come back home. So a little break from the Brewers for you. Some words of wisdom for this Monday morning. Let's take a moment at 6:50, 10 before 7. Take a moment here to focus on the family.
If you saw a penny on the ground, would you pick it up? A lot of us would ignore it because, well, it's just a penny, and pennies are basically worthless. Did you know that the average American earning minimum wage earns a penny every 2 seconds? It takes longer than that to pick one up off the ground or to fish around for one in your pocket. You could make the case that pennies literally aren't worth our time. As it turns out, pennies aren't worth the metal they're made of either. Ironically, copper pennies aren't really made out of copper. They're mostly zinc. Added up, and a single penny costs the U.S. government about 2 pennies to produce. Like I said, pennies are basically worthless. But unlike pennies, people will never lose their value. In fact, people have far greater worth than anything that can be measured with money. No matter our size, shape, color, or ability, each individual human life has incredible value. And for that reason, people should never be ignored. We're all created with a divine purpose and are uniquely different. For you and me to be truly equal, there must be something about both of us that is equally true. We find the truth clearly stated in the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. In a time of such great division, we would do well to remember that. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and He's calling His people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Q Country.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
It's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. I don't drink whiskey.
somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work, but I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt, but I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I try to think about Shakespeare.